Well, at first, I just agreed to meet with him, and then after that meeting, he sort of said, "Oh, I'll send you a letter." Anyway, and then the letter grew into a treaty.
As these things do.
As these things do. And so next minute it was, yeah, wow, let's do it.
So in terms of a treaty, I mean, a treaty is, you know, when people see that word, it's a big thing.
And absolutely.
Yeah, and looking at this, it is a big thing. So how did you go about the process of both agreeing about what was going to be in the treaty?
Well, we left it mostly to Paul because he's the proponent, if you like. But we've done about, I don't know, four or five drafts of it, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Before we reached the final one, and we've all agreed that it's a living document and we can change it whenever we want to. We know it's a private treaty. It's certainly not the treaty that our mob have been campaigning for decades, but it's a start, and we're hoping that other communities might pick up and run with it as well.
One thing that Paul said, which sort of really impressed me, it was a statement he actually made on, it was just a line he made on social media, he said, "I'm not waiting for government."
That's it. So many problems with native title, so many hoops to jump through, and ultimately, again, it's a farce.
A lot of people, I would imagine, and some of them may be First Nations people too, might say, well, look, that's all well and good. You know, it's a private treaty. What does it give you? What does it give you, Lynn Syme? Do you get anything out of this?
Recognition of our mob, our history.
And that's pretty huge.
That's pretty important.
Because I was saying this with Paul as well, with a lot of when we do talk of treaty, you know, there are so many different viewpoints on whether there should be one treaty between the First Peoples of this continent or whether there should be a multitude of treaties.
Well, that's right, because there's that many mobs out there. I mean, who's going to speak for everybody?
And that's the argument. So as far as Davey goes then, there are how many? 24 points to this, particular treaty with the Dixon family. Mm-hmm. Now, there was one that I mentioned to Paul, and I'll mention this to you as well because I thought that this was quite significant. 20.2, undertake cultural education regarding the Davey tribe and ensure his children receive the same. So with that cultural education, respect Davey tribe culture and knowledge, ensure children do the same. What does that say to you about Paul Dixon as proponent and his reasoning behind what he wants to do?
Yeah, I think he's really trying to make amends for what happened in the past. And I think that he wants to ensure that his family knows the real history of this area where he's come to live. The other part of that is within the activities that we've been doing recently, which is one, the exhibition, we did a mural at the local museum in Candos, and we also did another one with Adam Hill down at the swimming pool.
You did with Adam?
Yeah.
Oh, great.
Yeah, and that involved the kids from the high school, Aboriginal kids from the high school. So we've been really active, I guess, for like about the last 5 years, getting out there. And it's been good. We haven't had much backlash from the community at all. What a lot of our people have said, and particularly since we did the mural at the museum and the exhibition, is that for these really younger kids now, as they grow up, they're not going to wonder where they come from. It's there for them. And that's really important.
Look, absolutely, and non-Indigenous kids too, I think.
Absolutely, yes.
With that point in this particular treaty about ensuring that your children do the same, assist wherever possible if requested to do so by Davey Tribe, with anything you share equally with Davey Tribe proceeds derived from intellectual property and music he creates. So he's making you some promises as well.
Yes, he is, yes.
I was looking at this and there was a bit of word about, and it was about, you know, him seeking permission to live on your country. But he actually makes promises to you.
Yes, he does.
How do you feel about that?
We think that that's a good, very nice offer of him to make. We wouldn't necessarily hold him to it, you know, and like he's only starting out new in his music. So, you know, it might be a while before he does make money.
That's right, but you'll be ready and waiting.
That's okay, you know, he's a fairly young man himself.
Yeah, and
so I had a couple of meetings with Paul, and then one of my sisters came and we spoke to other people in the family, you know, and they all just said, go for it.
What do you think about the importance of the message, I'm not waiting for government?
Oh, I think it's wonderful. You couldn't get a better message.